You mentioned Katrina in there, and one of the stories that's very powerful, an example that you share in the book, is about working with some kids down in the area of New Orleans after Katrina. Could you share some of that, just so people get an idea of why this collective visioning process is so powerful?
Well, it started out with adults who were displaced and had been organizing and had had their organizations, you know, their offices and their homes destroyed, many of them. We met in New York to vision around what they wanted to do when they were allowed to go back to New Orleans. And because New Orleans and Louisiana had some of the worst school systems in the country, poorest school systems in the country, they decided that they would focus on the rebuilding of schools. But part of their vision was that that would include youth. So their decision was to look at junior high school age and do visioning with them. So I came down to vision with junior high school kids on how they wanted the schools to look like and what they wanted to change. Among things they wanted to change was bathrooms, where they had doors on the stalls and toilet paper and their own textbooks that they didn't have to share and could take home and do homework. And everyone would have a desk and unbelievable things that I've heard the same story now that I've told that story in schools like that in L.A. and Chicago and New York and many rural areas. And these children, through doing visioning every year, I'm going back in a couple weeks to do visioning with them again, have gone on with the adults who support them to really change how the schools have been built in New Orleans and are being rebuilt. Like, for example, there is, I guess, I don't know to call it a law or a rule or whatever, but there is was a decision made because of these kids that now every new school that's built has to have a community garden and healthy alternatives in the cafeteria, like salad bars instead of candy bar machines, that they did design and won a national prize on how to build green bathrooms. And then they designed a green school that came in at the top at a national level. They're working on replacing the metal detector machines that are from first grade through high school that was put in after Katrina by welcoming circles and having restorative justice circles as a form of dealing with problems instead of 50% of all public school kids being in detention at any one day in New Orleans as of last year. So they've done tremendous work and have gotten national and international recognition as a result. And it was, these were Ninth Ward kids who most weren't even expected to graduate high school, and now the first ones we've worked with have gone on to college, but many who are in high school stay and help the younger ones and have started Junior Rethink. These are called Kids Rethinking New Orleans, if you want to look it up, that are doing amazing work in becoming powerful leaders of the future as well as powerful change makers now.